Right. Yes, good afternoon, everybody. This is agenda paper number 6, and Patrick will start us off.
Yeah, we move on to papers 6, 6A, and 6B. Papers 6A and 6B are due process papers regarding two exposure drafts to be published in December 2012. The first exposure draft deals with the accounting for the sale or contribution of assets between an investor and its associate or joint venture. The exposure draft will propose to make some amendments to IFRS 10 and IAS 28. In Appendix A of paper 6A, we have summarized the due process steps we have taken in developing the exposure draft. We think that the ISB has met all the due process requirements to date. So our question is the following. Is the ISB satisfied that all required due process steps applicable so far have been complied with for this first exposure draft?
Anybody disagree? No, we agree.
Okay, and now Thomas for paper 6B.
Thank you. Yeah, the second exposure draft deals with the accounting for the acquisition of an interest in a joint operation, circumstances in which the activity of the joint operation constitutes a business. The ED will propose to make amendment to IFRS 11 and a consequential amendment to IFRS 1. In Appendix A of Agenda Paper 6B, we have summarized the due process steps that we have taken in developing the exposure draft, and we think that the ISB has met all the due process requirements today. Only I want to ask the following question to the board. Is the ISB satisfied that all required due process steps applicable so far have been complied with?
Anybody disagree?
I have a question.
Patrick?
In the appendix, you make the statement that analysis of likely effects of the forthcoming IFRS or major amendment is not required because of the narrow scope and expected limited consequences. How do you assess that? Because I guess when I looked at this, I actually thought that this might be a fairly broad, have relatively broad effects. And the reason why we're actually doing this, I guess, is highlighted in that. So I'm just curious how you arrived at that conclusion.
It's based on that the ED addresses will address a very specific kind of transaction, and we have I think a very good picture of what the actual effect of that exposure draft is going to be.
I didn't disagree that the type of transactions is specific, but I think its application in terms of the number across geographies and the number of transactions, I thought, this is the way I was looking at it, but I guess it depends on what you consider to be the narrow scope of the subject.
We think it's sort of meant of outreach as part of our usual approach to interpretations issues that come to the Interpretations Committee. So we did consult with national standard setters and also with securities regulators. And in this particular case, we did further outreach with the industry sectors that we are aware will be particularly affected, which is the extractive industries, so oil and gas and mining.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.